Welcome to Dicey Stories, where we tell stories shaped by dice. You're listening to our tabletop role-playing game, Actual Play Podcast, episode 279. Today's episode is another installment in our series, Chronicles of Chiron, set in the world of Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri video game. It's played using Edge Studios' Genesis role-playing system, with occasional references to the Mythic Game Master emulator's event meaning tables for inspiration. This is Reformatting Datahaven. Cleve takes charge of organizing Datahaven to repel, or at least slow, Morgan's planetary security force, and Mariah convinces the disparate factions to work together. Then key Datahaven personnel enact the plan. For the story up to this point, visit our website, diceystories.com, where you can listen to previous episodes or read the serialized write-ups of our adventures. Now let's get rolling. We've got a story to tell. I believe everybody was on an elevator heading down into Datahaven.
Yes, you are on the elevator. We have Mariah, heavily injured.
Yes.
We have Cleve. No crits or anything?
I think I just have two wounds.
Okay.
I did not dance with the siege worm.
No, unlike... but you did get nibbled on by some wolf beetles.
I think I have like a small wound, but I think all my criticals have been healed.
Okay. You have Arcs and Takudo, now one unit.
Arcs Kudo.
Holding hands. Arcs Kudo. Takudo Arcs. I think Arcs Kudo sounds more fun. Holding hands. You have Louisa from Morgan Domes.
Yep. And?
Mr. and Mrs. Fuzzy.
Yes.
You're riding down the elevator, and there's a point where the like air cycles in there, because there are like air filters in here, and they don't want to just bring in all the bad air. As soon as the air cycles, Mr. Fuzzy loses his mind. And it's like clawing at the doors.
The doors are
not open yet. You still have to go.
I don't think there's going to be a presentation. I think Mr. Fuzzy is going to present himself.
Well, it's Clee's responsibility to keep Wolf Beetles under control at this point in time.
That's true. We shouldn't have them running through the thing as much as it would be fun to let her...
I mean, Mr. Fuzzy might break away.
Yeah, we may have only so much control over it.
I would like either a 2 purple athletics or a 3 purple survival.
Ooh.
Can I feel the difference when the air cycles?
Ooh, that's a good question.
As I move from a place where I have a blue dye to a place where I have a black dye?
Give me, I think, just a perception check. 2 purple. I would say, like, as soon as you try to cast something, you would notice, but for just being generally aware...
Well, that's a failure with 2 advantages.
Okay. You can't like, instantly tell, but you, I would say you know that this air is filtered and it's probably going to be a little more trickier to cast it.
Can I at least heal 2 strain with these advantages?
Yes.
As I'm like, okay, there's no fungicide, like, spraying as we go. You know, like, just like the relief that entering Datahaven is not as bad as entering a dome.
Yes, the greeting is much better.
We're not worried about being killed. Even Cleve's not worried about being killed here. I do not succeed.
Okay. Door opens. You try to restrain Mr. Fuzzy, but cannot be stopped.
What I'm hearing is that wolf beetles have a very good sense of whatever they're using to find others, because I don't know that a dog would have noticed that.
Well, I mean, Mr. Fuzzy, like, responded to just the sunglasses. How much
they're
scent...
They're like bloodhounds, these guys.
Yeah. Door opens. Mr. Fuzzy, like, howling like...
Like an ambulance.
Like an ambulance. Woo! Tears down the hallway, and like he's got claws and things, and there's basically metal floors, so it's just everything is getting like scraped along the way as he tears down the hall.
I guess I better chase him. Cleve just goes after him because now we've got a loose wolf beetle through the
hall. What about Mrs. Fuzzy?
Mrs. Fuzzy is far more docile. I would say Mrs. Fuzzy looks upset but does not start chasing after Mr. Fuzzy.
Where is she? Who has her?
You tell me.
I feel like Cleve could have her, just like, he can be responsible, but it's his...
So are you dragging Mrs. Fuzzy with you?
So I think he just grabs her and, like, runs.
Well, like, you pick up the whole...
Yeah, I mean, how heavy are they? I picture they're not that heavy, right?
They're, like, dog-sized.
Which is not nothing.
I guess it depends on what size of a dog.
These ones were not small enough to fit into a handbag.
Yeah, picture, like, 40-pound dog.
I feel like Cleve could carry 40 pounds.
Definitely, like, you can, but it's gonna add a black dye to
and
her.
And run...
You're, like, chasing down.
You know what? Then no. He's just going to hand the leash off and he's going to run. She's a good girl. We're assuming. I don't even know if Mrs. Fuzzy is a girl.
Yeah, we don't know that. Louisa takes the reins.
Yeah, and then he's just going to go after her. He's going to mutter something about how Catelyn just let him run loose.
Okay, this is going to be a very short chase scene.
Yeah, this is chaos.
But how are you...
Because he's assuming she's running to... Or he's running to Corazon, but yeah. He doesn't actually know what kind of trouble these guys could get into or how much danger he's in versus other people, so...
Do you just want, like, an opposed athletics check?
Yeah, I think just an opposed athletics, unless there's some other skill... You wish to propose to use to catch up to Mr. Cliff.
Yeah, and really, if he's just going to keep going and not get into any trouble, that's fine with Cleve. It's just really about, like, getting into things, knocking things over, scaring people, you know. The kind of stuff when a dog's running loose.
Yeah. So. I'll say in the immediate view, yes, it's a surprise to people.
Yeah.
This is not expected.
If it's an opposed check, you need to tell us what the Wolf Beetle's athletics is.
Just 2 purples.
So I succeed with... 3 threats.
3 threats.
So what does Mr. Fuzzy, like, knock over or crash into?
So you got here, like, midday. Mr. Fuzzy, like, crashes through, like, where they're setting up the meal.
Maybe Mr. Fuzzy actually makes it through, but Cleve crashes through trying to just...
I think, yeah, you have the threats.
He can't stop, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Fuzzy can, like, slip under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you are caught off guard too quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, the whole table goes flying, like, ration, bush bug,
yes,
bits,
yes,
everything.
Yeah.
You do succeed, though. Like, you had to dash through it. You get a hand on Mr. Fuzzy. And, like, you can barely control.
But, yes, but basically Cleve did the thing he was worried that the dog was going to do, or the wolf beetle was going to do. He's like, sorry.
Yes. The person, like, who's, like, just sitting down to eat, she, like, gets up and is like, what the hell is this? Kind of a wolf beetle tearing up our home?
Well, I guess, what would Cleve say? I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Even though it probably will.
I would like what kind of check do you think this is? Some kind of social check?
Yeah, I don't know what, like...
Like, that sounds almost like charm, like you're just saying, like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's try it and see.
This is gonna be red and purple.
Okay. Because I'm wrestling a wolf beetle, so it's not like... You can really do so much.
And take a black because you had several threats.
Yeah. Just 1 threat.
It was so close to being a despair, though.
So close. Mark 1 more strain.
Okay.
This person does not like you. You do recognize... It takes your brain a few seconds. There's not somebody who talked to you a lot. This is Astrid.
Okay.
Astrid Ike.
Yeah, I don't remember Astrid.
She's in her 50s. Must be a planet polar of some kind. You don't recall exactly...
That would be why she doesn't like wolf beetles, probably.
That might be one of the reasons. You don't recall exactly what her... deal is around Dana Haven.
Okay.
As far as, like, oh, is she a hacker? Is she a tinker? Is she...
She doesn't like me, that's...
She doesn't like you,
though. That is kind of par for the course, I'm sure. Hopefully I don't need anything from her.
but you have Mr. Fuzzy at least under control.
Yeah.
And that is when Corazon actually steps out into...
Okay. Yeah, I may not be able to control him.
And she's not dashing out, but, like, definitely, like, she heard the howl.
Uh-huh.
And she can recognize that howl. And as soon as she and Mr. Fuzzy see each other... it's impossible for you to control.
I'm just going to let him go. At that point, it's her responsibility.
They both run towards the classic scene, like running through a field kind of thing together. Mr. Fuzzy leaps up at her. She manages to, like, catch him, falls over. And, like, there is just so much sobbing and hugging and licking.
Is it snuggling? Like, do they lick?
Yeah.
Like a beetle? I don't know. Like, I can't imagine what a beetle does.
No,
it's got a tongue.
They have tongues.
Oh, okay.
She has told us before about how nice their licking is.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Corazon, like, this is the only time, like, you think she looks like a teenage girl.
Right.
Like, normally she has her social armor on. No, she's murmuring something to the Mr. Fuzzy, but you can't hear or understand what at all.
Right, yeah. No, that's fine. I guess then at that point, I'll let them do their thing and go retrieve the other dog. She's gonna get both of them.
Arx and Takuto say they should probably go to their quarters to rest.
Takuto had been, like, living pretty much in the medical center prior to us leaving.
Yeah, but I'm fine now, Maria.
No, but I just meant, like, did Takuto, like, still have a room? Like, was Arx's room still, like, a memorial? Like, like, is there a place for them to actually go?
There is a place for them to actually go. Yes.
Okay, then. I wipe them off. But I do tell Arx that they should check in with Dr. Satali at some point for medical checkup.
Totally. And I, like, she might be able to get me more medicine when I need. Good thinking, Mariah.
Can I make a leadership check?
Yes, you can.
Oh, without Cleave to help me.
Oh, no.
Arx is willful, though.
They're sort of willful, but they have no discipline. Three purples.
Oh, I have no leadership.
Maybe Louisa can help.
I'm not sure Louisa would interfere with the medical advice being dished out here. Although, maybe she would help. Because what Mariah is going to say is that he fixed Arx's lungs. Arx doesn't need the medicine for your health. Mm-hmm. And Louisa has been very impressed with the crazy Chiron powers she's observed.
That's a good point.
Maybe she can help out with this leadership.
She does have a rank in leadership.
Yes. Cleave substitute works out. Cleave substitute. So this is my attempt to reel back Arx. Not that I can cure Arx's dependency, but I could at least, you know, maybe get Arx to turn over the medicine to the medical center, you know, to get weaned off of it over time.
Or get them to recognize that they maybe have an addiction.
Yeah. Three successes.
Three successes. I don't need, well, I mean, I guess I could try. You're right, I should talk to Dr. Zatali.
Because, like, the medicine is an important resource, and if other people end up getting worse lung conditions, Dita even having that supply could really help other people who actually need it, is part of the whole argument. Mm.
Louisa, who has recently developed a hacking cough.
That's true.
She has a nasty cough.
So, okay, they can go off to do their thing, and I will take Louisa to the medical place, because Louisa, in addition to having a hacking cough, the whole reason she came along was to meet Dr. Zatali.
And you also have Mrs. Fuzzy. Because Louisa has Mrs. Fuzzy.
You know what? Dr. Satali's probably as much of a vet as she is a physician.
That's true. That's true.
She's, you know, a xenobotanist. This is a xeno animal.
Mrs. Fuzzy seems to handle this pretty much fine. Like, she's not freaking out. She's inside with people.
She lived in a home probably at some point before being repurposed into a wolf beetle battle.
Yes. Mrs. Fuzzy seems to get along with people pretty easily. Is actually a nice beetle and does not jump on people.
That's a good beetle to be near somebody who's unstable. Physically unstable right now.
But you make it over to Rena's office.
Yes. We head over to the medical center and I'll just go and rap at her door. I look horrible. Just a reminder.
Yep.
My face is all bruised. One arm is in a makeshift splint.
But you look bad is the part that's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't shave today. Like, that's how bad things are.
Way to make that real. I get it now. I get it.
And he also just looks really tired and worn out.
Rap on her, like, office door.
Yeah.
You hear just, like, 1 second. You hear, like, scribbling down or something.
I think I'm going to say I would rather not wait, Marina. I am in really bad shape.
You say that, like, through the door?
I do say that through the door.
Like, half a second later, she, like, opens the door.
And I'm, like, I'm, like, leaning on the wall.
Mariah, what? Oh, my gosh, what happened? Get in. Get this man out of bed. I don't know you, but you're going to need to help. Oh, gosh. Just lie down. What happened to him?
A siege worm.
She takes a stick of gum. Okay. What have you done to this so far?
And Louisa did help Cleave with that. So Louisa can report.
That's true.
All those
things. We didn't know what we were doing. We just put it on.
I mean, Louisa can report, like, the bone is broken and, like, sticking out of the skin. But it was splinted so that it would not move any further.
Dr. Zatali looks at it and is like, we're going to have to let this heal a little bit before I can try to, like, do surgery on you. Because you already tried to heal the crit on your arm with medicine.
Yes. The heal crit check was already made and already failed. But she could just make a regular medicine check.
Yes, she will absolutely make a regular medicine check. But she's letting you know, like, we have to let this heal a little bit before we can try to fix it properly.
Right. I imagine that the medicine check she makes is essentially to set the bone.
Yeah. But we can at least,
like, it will need further, like, follow-up surgeries later, which Mariah is used to, because Mariah had lots of follow-up surgeries for his.
What is your current status on wounds?
I have suffered 10 wounds.
Okay.
However, she is in a medical center and she has assistance.
And healing things a little bit is right up your alley.
You get no wounds back.
Oh, why? Why do this?
You can have 2 strain.
I can have 2 strain, all right, well.
Or she could give you a blue dye.
I want the blue dye on my
on your healing check.
Yeah, on my magic check later.
So she's trying to set it, and she's like, this is real bad.
Does she give me any anesthetic or anything? Or
yeah, yes. She gives you, like, local anesthetic. Okay. So, like, that arm is numbed.
I was just wondering, because, like...
I have that written down. Local anesthetic.
Up till now, Mariah has been, like, the cipher for, like, all the ankle and foot problems I have. But we're switching now to, like, when I shattered my arm as a child. I dislocated it. And so, like, the doctors don't tell you what they're doing or anything like that. They're just like, and we're just gonna... And they, like, snap it back into...
And you just scream.
Joy. Yeah.
I would like a resilience check from you.
Yep.
2 purples. And your brawn is currently reduced. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, 2 purples and 2 greens. What exactly is the purpose of this resilience check?
I think this is just to assess how Mariah feels after this, like physically after this.
Okay.
So you might lose some strain. You might... I don't think you're going to pass out.
It is a failure with 2 advantages.
So you do fail, so I think you take a little bit more strain. But you can pass forward another blue dye to yourself. It's like, it is painful, but like, that pain is actually helping you locate...
I see.
What's going on and like how the miasma is working.
Okay. So I can at least kind of be like building up a map.
Yes.
Of like where all the breaks are.
Yes.
All right. How much strain is this failure costing me? 2?
Yeah, we'll say 2.
I like how you're building the map the hard way. This is how you're learning physiology.
Yeah. Does it hurt here? Ow. Here. Here. All those places. Oh, okay. Yeah. But Marina says like that's really all we can do for now. We need to let this heal for probably close to another week. Then we can try to set it properly in a follow-up.
So it needs to, like, be kept, like, still and everything like that.
Yeah. Kept still, absolutely no heavy lifting.
Wrapped up in a nice sling sort of situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Louisa, I think, objects unless, like, can you just fix it? And, like, it's looking at you, Mariah.
Yeah. So what Mariah will say is that he might be able to fix it himself, but he would need to be outside. The air is too filtered down here for this to work. And he'll tell Dr. Satali that there's definitely, like, other strange, like, physiological things. Like, I've been away for, like, a week or whatever. I have interacted more with the environment and felt more differences within me. I understand you don't have, like, all the equipment here to, like, measure and detect things, but... if you want to take any sort of, like, ambient readings around me while I do something outside, repairing my arm.
Do you want to science why I do this? Dr. Zatali is like, do I ever?
Yeah, but Dr. Zatali is afraid of death. I don't know how keen she'll be just to go outside.
So,
and I will tell her, but yeah. We did get the medical records. We have not just my medical records from the last 130 years, but also Cleve's. So, like, we have mine, my baseline to compare... myself to, and we also have, like, Cleve's non-altered baseline to compare to.
You also have filter masks, if anybody needs to wear them upstairs.
She fears death, but she's also courageous.
That's right, and she desires knowledge.
So why don't you roll a social check? Because then you, Mariah, also want her to do these measurements.
Yeah.
Because it helps you.
I want to better understand, like...
Do you think this is just charm? Do you think this is negotiation you've been using?
I think it's just charm.
Okay.
There's not, like, a quid pro quo going on here. It's more like, I want to understand myself. You need to understand my stuff if it's going to be of use to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You like knowledge. I'm curious.
She desires knowledge. You're offering knowledge.
Oh, yes.
That's 2 blues. And she's courageous.
But she fears death.
2, because that's a fear, not a flaw.
But I have a knack for charm.
There you go.
So I'm removing these 2 black dice.
Yes. Good news, everyone.
Marina thinks this is the best idea ever.
It is pretty cool.
6 successes and 4 advantages.
Yes, Marina is 100% on board with this. Yeah, she doesn't have the best equipment, especially that she can take outside to do this, but we're going to set up several things to measure whatever we can.
If she can do anything like gas chromatograph-ish, that would be measuring the environment, but then there's also just, you know, like hooking up EKGs or whatever to Mariah too. But Mariah makes the point that like, something environmental is definitely going on around him. And so I have 4 advantages on this roll.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to introduce her to Louisa.
yes, because I think at this point, Marina is just like, Louisa is just like some other person. Probably Marina knows everyone in Data Haven by now,
right? Not. But this could just be a new arrival to Data Haven.
Yeah. But like, Marina just kind of like takes charge and like starts like, okay, we're going to need you to help. You carry the Spec 20.
Yeah.
But you take the time to properly introduce them.
Yes.
And Marina is almost like taken aback that like this is a Stephanar is a Chiron sympathizer.
Yes.
That like, oh, I guess our information campaign has been very effective already.
I think this might be the time to say, like, there's a lot of information / misinformation about the Scepters of Chiron at their dome. I would be very much interested in hearing, at some point, what they were doing for the last 30 years.
Right, but we should... Are you going to attempt this
miasmic
recovery now?
I was not intending for Mariah to attempt that right now.
Okay.
Like, he needs to actually, like, heal some...
Yeah.
To feel well enough to do that.
Yes.
And he needs to, like, rest and things. So...
Marina says that she will talk with Louisa. You should get some rest.
Okay. She
needs to get some rest.
But I want to tell her 5 people died because of that factory explosion. It's not hypothetical anymore.
Give me a perception check. This is going to be red and purple. And 2 blues.
Failure. 2 advantages.
Okay.
Sorry, if you ask for perception checks to notice things,
yep.
You have
yep.
to be willing to accept that no one will notice them.
That's an entirely a possibility.
As long as the plot doesn't hinge on that, you'll be good.
Okay, no, you don't notice anything specific.
I have 2 advantages.
Do you have thoughts on how you'd like to spend them? You could have Dash Satali and Louisa, like, get along if you want. That was not a given conclusion.
Or maybe Dr. Satali has an extra medicine to help your healing or something?
Oh, she could have another. No.
My physical condition is not as important to me as demilitarizing Louisa is.
Then I think they kind of initially hit it off a little bit, and they're going to have a long conversation about this.
Okay.
And you can get some information from them later.
Yep, that's fine with me. There's also, like, a wolf beetle leash just tied to a chair.
Yes.
And they're still in the trunk of the rover, but there is some samples collected for Dr. Satali.
Ah, I'll have... She asked, like, Louisa to, like, go get those for her.
Okay.
As, like, Louisa just becomes the new
Louisa
assistant.
Louisa doesn't know how to get into the Data Haven, though.
Well, that might be an interesting problem. or someone might just tell her.
Okay.
The wolf beetle, though, that creature can't stay in here.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as Cleve's done, like, he's working his way back, because he also knows there's another wolf beetle, and...
Yeah, you can both roll to recover strain. Cool or discipline?
No recovery of strain.
Yeah, and I would say you run into each other in the hall then.
Oh, I do also give Marina the fungex that I swiped from the Miasma Research Center. And I also tell her that Arx is back, and Arx has a much larger stash of this stuff, but that I think Arx doesn't need it. But that Arx is addicted to it. I observed other people in the dome displaying signs of addiction to it.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, I should check up on them anyway. How are they doing?
They seem well enough. They got beat up a bit, but they're in good spirits. And my assessment of their lungs is that their lungs will be fine, like Takuto's will be.
All right. Well, that's an impressive recovery. Well, maybe this fungex stuff is pretty effective. We'll see.
I'm not saying it's the fungex.
I understand.
All right. Then I can meet up with Cleve and be like, so is this your pen?
Wasn't planning on it, unless you wanted to keep her.
I am in no condition to take care of an animal right now.
Do you to keep her?
No.
Okay. He basically tells you, otherwise as far as I'm concerned, she's Torzones.
Maybe Chloe needs like a hunting wolf.
I was just going to suggest actually... Chloe is walking down the hall because it's almost lunchtime. Sees you too and is like, oh, welcome back.
I'm like just peddling wolf beetles.
Is this your wolf beetle?
Not really. Are you in the market for a wolf beetle?
I don't want to pay for a wolf beetle. No.
Okay, but we had to use some of the things that were supposed to be delivered to Chloe in order to make explosives. So this could like complete the difference, right?
Yeah, so it's more like she's like, oh, did you have those things that I asked for?
Yes, they're up in the rover, except... Did you actually say that? Did Mariah say that or no?
Mariah will say something to, like, prompt you, like, oh, maybe this wolf beetle could make up the difference.
Right, yes. Well, I had everything, but we did have to use some of the ammunition to make a bomb for a siege worm. So maybe you'll take...
Did you blow up a siege worm?
Not successfully. And, like, I'm there, like, all bruised, and now with my arm, like, in a sling.
I think it just pissed it off, to be honest.
It slowed it down.
Yeah, that's right.
It did slow it down. But yeah, but if you would like a wolf beetle, I present to you Mrs. Fuzzy.
Do you need a negotiation check?
I would like a negotiation for her to take this wolf beetle off your hands.
All right, I feel like this can be a team negotiation
check. Yeah, sure. Because I was basically, Klee wasn't even thinking about it as compensating for other stuff. He was just basically like, who can I foist this wolf beetle on? Even though she's a very good girl. Okay,
you gotta apply the spin.
Yeah.
So it is one red. However, there are two blacks because Chloe fears commitment.
And it is a dog, basically.
All right, that's okay. Success with one advantage.
I'll give her a try.
We could call her Mrs. Fuzzy, but that's only been for a few days, so.
Like, she just picks up the whole wolf beetle and, like, takes a second to inspect it. No, you're correct.
Oh. But if it doesn't work out, talk to me before you eat her.
Noted.
For all his talk about you can eat wolf beetles, he's not interested in her getting eaten.
Well, you want some?
No, I think we could just rehome her. I don't think she's for eating.
I'll just heal a strain with my advantage.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. You can get your stuff out of the rover, of course. Your rover's kind of broken, so you kind of need to talk to Tenok.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have this medical device that we pried out of a bone that I can...
Yeah, you have the medical device that you recovered. You also have, like, a spool of progenitor filament type stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know if we want to keep that, if we need to fix your thing, though.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
But you could at least show it to Tenok. You know, like, I don't know if Tenok has ever had much experience with progenitor technology.
Yeah, I mean, they may even be interested in your thing, but not that you want to give it over.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go up to the rover and start unloading stuff then, because we have a lot of stuff to take. Why don't you go rest and I'll...
I was going to say, Mariah will not be helping with the unloading. Yeah. Mariah will be going and,
passing out.
Actually, Cleve's going to be like, why don't you go rest? Is there anything that you need to have happen?
There's a lot that I need to have happen, but probably we should both be involved in any discussions with Roz about, you know, the approaching army. I can't think of anything that I need arrangements made about. I need to just go get cleaned up some.
Okay, yeah, you go rest, I'll unload the rover, and I'll check in on Luisa and see what the teenagers are up to.
Okay, if you're gonna go talk with Tenok about, like, any progenitor tech type stuff, mm-hmm. Come get me.
Okay.
It seems like a really long time ago, but we did go on one of their spaceships.
Oh, right. Totally show the pictures to Roz. Oh, because I have soap!
Yeah, and I have, like, sketches of their skeletons and stuff.
Right. Yeah, go rest, and I'll unload the thing and then check in on you once I've gotten that
from. Okay.
You unload the rover.
Yeah.
No issues, get all your stuff. No Cross have stolen anything in the 20 minutes that you're back.
Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be a little bit of time for me to make sure that I give Chloe the stuff that I got for her.
Yep, she, like, you give her each item, she, like, takes each one, inspects it. Yep, she thanks you.
No problem.
And when you're going to a dome next, let her know.
They're all too.
We'll still need to get that ammunition.
Oh, then how'd the bush beetles do?
Oh, the bush beetles.
Were they in trouble?
She says most of them have escaped the enclosure.
Oh. Wait, what do you mean most of them? I only had two.
Two would be most.
It did. Wait, so were there more than two, though? Like, by this point? Like, in a week?
No, but she had caught... a couple more and add it to the enclosure.
Okay.
But best you can tell, like, they're going to be very difficult to enclose in a pen. Okay. You would need some kind of, like, full enclosure. And then it gets difficult to construct. Or we need to find a way to keep luring them back to the same place. Like, if we had a way to feed them, which we don't right now.
Right.
Then they would just keep coming back. And then they can roam and do whatever as long as they keep coming back. And we can eat them.
They were in some part of the ship. Like, a rundown section of the ship. So the problem is just that there was gaps that they were unaware of?
Yes. She says that they're a little more maneuverable than you expect, maybe. From talking with Roz, it seems like similar to like how a rat, I guess they said that it's something that can fit through unusually small cracks. I've never seen one.
Okay, they can just squish more than you would think.
They can squish more than you think, yeah.
How many are left?
Well, right now, I think one.
Oh, okay. You haven't been out there today, so you don't know.
Well, no, she takes that back. She's like, there was one this morning, but that one was cooked for lunch.
Okay, okay.
Well, at least people are eating them.
Yeah, cool. So something, like, pushed over all the lunch tables, so we just lost a day's worth of food.
People are going to eat off the floor.
Some will, some won't.
Cleve's just like, come on.
Have you seen the floor in there? You think this place ever gets clean?
There's... I mean, it's better than starving.
No dedicated janitorial staff here, though. Is there a chore wheel? Do people take turns doing
what do people do all day?
There's a rusty chore wheel that's not used anymore.
No, but that is a valid question. Like, what do people do all day here? Some of them are hacking, but, like, there still needs to be, like, societal upkeep.
Yes, that's a good question. In Chloe's opinion, most people do nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
But not eat off the floor. Now Cleve's like all in this camp of...
If you want to eat off the floor, Cleve.
I mean, yeah, we should save that stuff. It's still food.
I agree.
I mean, you know, eat outside.
Or that could be the first feed for bushbugs.
Yeah. Oh, do you have any ideas of what luring them might look like?
We just need a regular source of food they will eat. Give me a survival check.
Okay.
Two purples. She's willing to lend you two ranks.
Okay.
If that helps.
Survival. I have two ranks of survival.
Do you have three cunning?
Yeah, we are the same person.
So it's a blue dye that you get from her then. You look in the mirror, you see Chloe.
Yeah, this is why we didn't get along at first. But I do succeed with an advantage.
So if you can cultivate some native crop that, like, maybe even humans don't like to eat, but grows easily.
Right.
That would be the best thing to feed them.
Okay. So do we know what this native crop could be?
Yeah. You get to name it right now.
Okay.
Not shroom nuts.
Yeah, not shroom nuts. It's probably going to be a mushroom-based? Sure. Crop. Okay. Not xenofungus, though.
Like fool's fungus?
Yeah.
It's not actually a fungus. It's not actually edible.
It's actually, it's kind of a plant, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's call it fool's fungus. Okay.
Yeah, working together with Chloe, you piece together, like, that's the kind of thing that should grow pretty easily, but, like, humans don't want to eat it, so normally it's not a high priority.
Well, then I'll work on getting that once I've got all my chores done here, then I'll just tell her that seems like something I can try to plant. Fool's fungus needs sun or no?
It needs sun, yes.
Okay, so then I could plant, if I plant it near the place where we had the enclosures, at least their scent is already there, so maybe that'll...
Yeah, and once they get used to being there, having a regular food source, water source.
And a shelter, then maybe that'll be enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Do we want to flash forward some amount of time to when Mariah wakes up?
Yeah, probably. I mean, dealing with Tanakh and the equipment that got damaged is something we need to do, but it's not as important as, like, the kind of intel report that we need to deliver. So I feel like probably going and talking with Roz.
Okay. So, like, later that afternoon, maybe. Like, Tanakh isn't around right now. They must be at their garage doing stuff. So you can't talk to them about the rover yet. But you two can reconnect and talk to Roz.
I have acquired a new outfit during this time.
Oh, what's your describing your outfit?
I'm like, you go rest. And you're like, yeah, definitely.
I said I was going to clean myself up. That involved finding suitable clothing to wear.
Does it have a little bit of the fashion from Fritz?
Like just no, little, Fritz has his own style.
No influence from being in the dome?
No, it has more of like a Mesoamerican flair because it's like a poncho type thing.
Oh, right. We were talking about, I was telling you about my purple plaid poncho.
Not a rain poncho, but like, you know, like a blanket type poncho and kind of like linen drawstring pants type, lounge pants kind of things. Just like stuff like I only have one arm, so
yep, that makes sense.
I can't really be manipulating buttons and stuff like that. And so like the sling arm is underneath the poncho, so it's like hidden from sight.
Question. Is your implant brooch now just attached to the outside of the poncho?
Yeah, that's attached to the outside of the poncho.
Okay.
It's not like a blanket folded in poncho style and secured with a brooch, but that pin is affixed to the poncho.
Do you have a makeshift cane?
I don't.
Oh, because that arm's busted anyway.
I currently am lacking a cane. Normally, I would use a cane with my left hand. So what is happening right now is Mariah is capable of walking, but he is kind of in a nervous, rattled state. So he is pretty much staying close to walls or like the backs of chairs or things like that. Kind of always with his right hand available to catch his balance if he needs to, even though he doesn't really need to, but he's like nervous about it.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
And he will be shaved by now. It's like enough time to like figure out how is this one-handed shaving. Like there's a mirror mounted on the wall, so that makes it easier. So he feels better.
Okay. And Mariah is right-handed, so it's not.
He is right-handed, yeah.
It's not extra hard mode.
Yeah, Cleve wasn't exactly hurrying through his chores because he wanted to give you a chance to just recover a little.
But yeah, there's some awkward, like you have to stretch a jaw.
But there's enough time to make it work.
Okay. Is Cleve also keeping the close shave or is he letting beard grow again?
Yeah, I didn't really need to. Okay. It was just for the one time. And that's kind of his shave for the month, I guess.
Yeah. That's right.
Until the next time he needs to hide his identity.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been listening to Chronicles of Chiron. Set in the world of Sid Meier's Alpha Centauri video game and played using Edge Studios' Genesis role-playing system. Our GM was Danielle, and our players were Lex and Jen. For the serialized narrative write-up of this adventure, visit us at diceystories.com. Our music comes from Purple Planet Music. Visit them at purple-planet.com. Until next time, this is Dicey Stories reminding you Xenofungus is not the enemy.